Part 2, Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified five companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Champion Industries, Emisphere Technologies, Bronx Parking, Biofuel Energy, and Homer City Funding. Champion Industries, Inc. entered into a forbearance agreement with Fifth Third Bank as administrative agent for lenders. The forbearance agreement expires October 15th. Champion acknowledged that as a result of the existing defaults, the lenders are entitled to decline to provide further credit to it, to terminate their loan commitments, to accelerate the outstanding loans, and to enforce their liens. Champion is in discussions with Fifth Third regarding a restructuring debt term sheet. At September 12, 2012, the outstanding principal balance of Champion's obligations under the credit agreement totaled $38.7 million. Champion Industries is a commercial printer, business forms manufacturer, and office products and office furniture supplier in regional markets in the United States. The company also publishes the Herald-Dispatch daily newspaper in Huntington, West Virginia. The company reported a net loss of $3.97 million for the year ended October 31, 2011, compared with net income of $488,134 during the prior year. The company's balance sheet at July 31, 2012, showed $51.21 million in total assets against $51.98 million in total liabilities. Emisphere Technologies disclosed that as of September 27th, it would be in default under the terms of its 11% senior secured convertible notes issued to MHR Fund Management LLC. Additionally, it would be in default under the terms of non-interest-bearing promissory notes issued to MHR on June 8, 2010. These defaults occurred and are continuing as a result of the company's failure to pay to MHR $30.5 million in principal and interest due and payable on September 26th under the senior secured convertible notes, and the company's failure to pay MHR $600,000 in principal due and payable under the terms of the promissory notes. The company's obligations under the senior secured convertible notes are secured by substantially all of the company's assets, and MHR has the ability to foreclose on such assets as a result of the default thereunder. MHR has not demanded payment under the senior secured convertible notes of the MHR 2010 promissory notes or exercised its rights thereunder as a result of the default. MHR has indicated to the company that it is prepared to continue discussions with the company regarding proposals relating to the senior secured convertible notes and promissory notes. Cedar Knolls, New Jersey-based Emisphere Technologies is a biopharmaceutical company that focuses on a unique and improved delivery of therapeutic molecules or nutritional supplements using its Elligen technology. The company's balance sheet at June 30, 2012, showed $2.52 million in total assets, $64.86 million in total liabilities, and a stockholder's equity of $62.34 million. Bronx Parking Development Company, a nonprofit that operates parking garages serving New York Yankees baseball fans under a lease with New York City, won't have sufficient reserves next year to pay investors holding about $240 million of tax-exempt debt, according to a report by Bloomberg News. Bronx Parking, after making a payment to bondholders recently, has about $422,000 of debt service reserves remaining and an $8.1 million surplus fund. Principal and interest payments to bondholders next year total $15 million, almost double the cash currently available to repay investors. The corporation said in June the securities must be restructured, with investors taking losses, or it may pursue bankruptcy protection. Bonds due in 2017 traded as low as 45 cents on the dollar August 21st, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Bloomberg News said Edward Moran, a financial advisor for Bronx Parking, declined to comment on any potential bankruptcy filing or how the corporation plans to pay investors in 2013. The next payment is due April 1st. Subsidiaries of Biofuel Energy Corp. failed to make the regularly scheduled payments of principal and interest in an aggregate amount of $3.6 million that were due on the outstanding term loans under the credit agreement dated as of September 25, 2006. The companies were notified of the default on September 28th. First National Bank of Omaha serves as administrative agent, while Deutsche Bank Trust Company Americas acts as collateral agent under the credit agreement. The company said in a regulatory filing that it intends to continue to have discussions with the administrative agent and the lenders regarding the terms of a potential forbearance, reinstatement, or restructuring of the term loans. As of September 28, 2012, there was an aggregate principal amount of $170.5 million outstanding under the term loans. Biofuel Energy has decided to idle its Fairmont, Minnesota ethanol facility until further notice. The company reported that its second plant in Wood River, Nebraska, continues to operate. Denver, Colorado-based Biofuel is an ethanol producer. The company reported a net loss of $10.36 million in 2011, compared with a net loss of $25.22 million during the prior year. Biofuel's energy balance sheet at June 30, 2012, showed $275.09 million in total assets against $197.9 million in total liabilities. General Electric Capital Corporation, EFSN Inc., Homer City Generation LP, and the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company entered into a plan support agreement with holders of 76% of the outstanding principal amount of bonds issued under a December 2001 indenture between Homer City Funding LLC and the Bank of New York as successor trustee. Fundco is in the process of entering into the PSA. The parties commit to support and implement a reorganization and restructuring of Fundco and its obligations through a solicitation of votes on a prepackaged plan of reorganization under Chapter 11 of Title 11 of the United States Code, in accordance with the terms set forth in therein. Homer City, Pennsylvania-based EME, Homer City Generation LP, is a Pennsylvania limited partnership with Chestnut Ridge Energy Company as a limited partner with a 99.9% interest, and Mission Energy Westside, Inc. as a general partner with 0.1% interest. Both Chestnut Ridge Energy and Mission Energy Westside are wholly owned subsidiaries of Edison Mission Holdings Company, a wholly owned subsidiary of EME. EME is an indirect wholly owned subsidiary of Edison International. Homer City's balance sheet at June 30, 2012 showed $1.24 billion in total assets, $1.71 billion in total liabilities, and a $465 million partner's deficit. The company reported a net loss of $686 million in 2011, compared with net income of $27 million in 2010. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheet in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.